Meet centre defender Youssouf Gueye. He's from Senegal's suburb of Rufusque. And in January, a man from Gambia presenting himself as a football agent told him he had talent and had found a club for him to join in Dubai. Youssouf thought his dreams had come true and was told he just needed to pay the man $3,500. That's a small fortune for his family. So they sold their car and borrowed money for the trip. But there was no club to host him. He ended up in prison for months, accused of overstaying his visa, and was then deported back home.
I am so disappointed to have spent $3,500 and go to Dubai only to return empty-handed. It's just so difficult to live with this and start all over again.
Gueye is not alone to have been duped. According to a recent report from the University of Nottingham in the UK, at least 15,000 young men were trafficked from West Africa to Europe and the Middle East in 2021. With a promise they'd play professional football. Most were minors. Génération Foot is a football academy where the Senegalese star Sadio Mane was spotted. Here they work with professional clubs abroad.
Now the two top players will be sent to the French football club Metz. But the vast majority of the young men that you see on this pitch will not make a living playing professional football. There'll be disappointment for them to carry of their families, but also of entire communities and villages that have supported them.
Many hope this 22-year-old central defender, Ousmane Sow, will be selected by a professional club.
My family, my friends, my community, everybody is waiting on me to succeed.
Success means a contract. Not only does the academy make money on a potential transfer, but the player's community expects to cash in too. His is a possible future worth betting on, one that may mirror that of a famous Senegalese player.
If you look at what big names in football earn, this makes families dream. Parents hope their children becoming Sadio Mane will help them to build mosques, homes, hospitals, and even petrol pumps and stations in their village.
But Youssouf Gueye is in debt and robbed of his dreams. And yet, he has not lost hope, and neither has his family. They still expect their son will step into the football boots of Senegal's biggest players and change their lives. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Rufusque, Senegal.